Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
All right, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That is an interesting question, and I'm not actually sure how long ago I heard that question, where I got it from, but the minute I heard it, I thought, isn't that interesting? And then I really had to think about what that meant. It's not just a thought to answer that question. It's a feeling in your body. It's a feeling in your soul. What would you do? What would you do in your career? What would you do in your love relationship? What would you do in your spiritual realm? What would you do in your family, with your friends? What would you do? What action would you take? That's really what that's saying. What action would you take if you knew you could not fail? Well, the action that you would take if you knew you couldn't fail may be different than the action you're taking today. The question is, are you ready for all of the greater good in your life, unexpected and expected? Are you ready for a new level of spirituality? Are you ready for an awakening that perhaps you've never had before? I'm ready for it, and I don't need to go see the movie 2012 to figure that out. But I will tell you, we're going to have that conversation tonight. We're going to talk to Paula Moran. Paula's mission is to awaken us. She brings a new level of spirituality. She teaches very simple principle, know thyself. Now, I'm going to be asking her, does simple mean easy? So we're going to talk about that as we go, as we talk about this on the show. The question is, what is it about you? What is it about this enlightened spiritual teacher, this author, this healer, you know, this amazing individual with intuitive skills? What is it about today's show that's going to be able to help you say yes to your life? Well, we're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be answering your questions. Paula is going to be connecting with you one-on-one. If you're stuck, hopefully we can get you unstuck and much more than that. But today's show is about saying yes. Are you ready to say yes? Are you ready to say yes to the rest of your life? Are you ready to say yes to your life where it is now? Paula, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you very much for having me today, Dr. Pat.
It's good to have you here. So, you know, the conversation always begins with the journey. It begins with your journey. When we're talking about a new spirituality and a new spirituality that's rising, the question comes to mind for me, you know, what has your life been like? How have you had to be awake enough to even know what your calling is? What's this journey been like for you?
Well, it's been interesting. It started out in the Midwest in Cleveland, Ohio, of all places, and through a Catholic background and very normal and who would have thought kind of thing. And it's taken me, my journey has always been with my inner self, and it's taken and led me like through a maze of teachers and experiences and allowing and surrendering, a lot of surrendering to the place that I am today, which I have learned how to be enlightened. It's probably the best way to describe that to people is that it is a process and it is available to anyone who is willing to discipline or make a commitment to themselves. The whole act of spirituality is about honoring the self and making a relationship with the self. So I've done a lot of different things in my life. I've been in Manhattan in the fashion business. I've been in Los Angeles in the music business, and all of which has taken me on a nice little path that helps me now today, helped me become the person that I am today. And it's been an incredible experience. As a child, I used to hear a voice, you know, like an imaginary child voice, of a father, like a father-like figure. And I learned about 20 or 30 years ago that that energy is called Sanat Kumara. and that deity is part of the consciousness of this planet. And that energy has been speaking to me since early, early childhood. And I don't really consider myself a channel, but I do hear that energy speak to me on a daily basis, and it is quite amazing. And the journey with that energy has been most, most enlightening. It's given me profound intuitive skills and the ability to see into the subconscious and to read the energy around the body, to hone into disease. And I offer a very positive, uplifting view of life rather than looking at the dark or negative. You know, I really work on grounding spirituality and bringing it down for everybody to use and very positively.
One of the things, Paula, that you're referring to is really a light. And sometimes somebody explained it to me today that each of us gets to see the light in a different way. If you're in a dark cave, which I've been in, completely blackened cave, and you're in that cave, then when you light your lighter or a small light, it's so illuminating. And yet, if you're not in that cave and you're outdoors, sometimes, especially if you live in Seattle, you need the sunlight to bring the light. And so what I hear you talking about is, you know, carrying the energy that's connecting to you forward so that other people can be inspired to be enlightened through it, through you. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Because I believe, first of all, I believe that everybody is spiritual on the planet. They may not recognize that part of themselves or want to own it. And I also believe that everybody is at master level on Earth. We judge that, but that's part of allowing and letting go. And what we don't, many people don't experience their mastery or that enlightened part of themselves because they judge the experience, or they won't allow themselves to go there. So it is a doubt or a fear or a denial or a resistance or a bit of anger or unworthiness that prohibits us from seeing our mastery. And it is allowing those aspects of ourselves to be present without judging them, because the essence of God or that absolute energy is non-judgmental. It's neutral. It allows for everyone to have an experience. And it's what the soul needs, is the experience. But we come onto Earth, and then our patterns are laid in, and we start a life, and it's not exactly what we thought when we were in soul, because personality's involved. You know, I often say that I must have been, we were all standing in line, and y'all backed up and left me standing there and saying, well, I'll take this journey. I'll do this. Not a problem. It's not a problem. Well, in soul, everything is, you know, ideal. It's like an idealistic energy pattern. So then we come down onto the planet. It's not exactly how we saw it through the energy. And then we start to take it personally and get hurt and wounded. And the journey gets, it seems like it's getting tougher and harder and harder and harder. And that isn't really why we're here. We're here to really enjoy our life, to really expand and grow without judging the experience.
I thank you for reminding us of why we're here. In a sense, it's so easy to forget it in the day-to-day. It's so easy to forget it when you have a health issue. So easy to forget it when you've just lost your job. What I want to just let everybody know who's listening to the show, we've got a couple things we're going to gift you today. One of the things we've started our giveaway campaign, beginning with the Holistic Makeover that's launched right now. But Paula is going to be taking your calls. We're going to take them right now on the show. And we'll tell you how this works. But many of you that listen to the show, you know, when you call in, you have a question, you're going to be asking Paula to get you some insight to it. You can give us a shout at our toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's 888 815-975-9756. Right now, during the show, we're taking your call. Seth will pick up the phone, and he'll let me know when we've got one or many of you on there. Now, anyone that does call in today will be gifted a free guided meditation, Purify the Body Temple. And so we've got that gift for all of you that are reaching for the phone right now to give us a shout. We want to connect as many of you as possible with Paula throughout this hour because, I mean, this is your time to get your questions on the table, to get some help. You know, Paula, one of the things that you've talked about is definitely talk about creating sort of the open space to enable all of us to become spiritual and spiritual beings. And so I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. One of them is, you know, who is Sanatana Kumara? Who is that? And what is that entity? How would you explain that to our listeners today?
You know, that's a good question. That's been an enigma, that energy. Sanatana Kumara, let's start. In Hinduism, Sanatana Kumara has the most recorded history. And the deity Ganesh, you know, the elephant god Ganesh?
Yes.
And we all know Ganesh, but Ganesh had a brother called Sanatana Kumara. And we don't hear often about the brother. And we hear about the family, the Shiva and his wife, and then Ganesh, but not Sanatana Kumara. Very interesting. So Sanatana Kumara's energy is more in silence and works through energy fields rather than being more well-known, I guess, is the best way to describe it. But Sanatana Kumara is also Lord Murga in the Hindu religion, and Lord Murga is the deity that brought down the Yoga Sutras. So the Yoga Sutras were given to the Patanjali by Lord Murga or Sanatana Kumara. And in Hinduism, in the north, Sanatana Kumara is known as Kartikeya and Skanda, and in the south, Subramanya and Lord Murga. And it has more recorded history in Hinduism. In metaphysics, Sanatana Kumara is known as the planetary logos and ascended master or the father of Earth. It was his energy that came to Earth about, 36 million years ago and enveloped the planet through his heart. And the planetary logos is like a signature or a vibration. He has set, it's not a he, but the energy has set up systems that we can all work with. Like one system is the reflection system, like looking into the mirror. Like if you have a friend that makes you crazy, you know, makes you angry or brings up, pushes your buttons, it's a part of you that you have not yet healed. So whatever they're showing you is a reflection of your own woundedness. So that's part. The law of attraction is what Sanatana Kumara set up. Maybe not so commercialized as it is right now, but what's at your core is sent out. That vibration is sent out, and then the lessons or the things that you want to manifest come back to us. And many of the laws and the systems have been set up by Sanatana Kumara. In fact, the White Brotherhood, which a lot of people have heard about, the White Brotherhood is set up by Sanatana Kumara. And all of your teachers and guides have to go through the heart center of Sanatana Kumara in order to come and talk to you. But Sanat's not into being worshipped or idolized in any way. So he's more behind the scenes, or that energy is more behind the scenes and works more in meditation and silence than it does vocally. And
well, I mean, this is absolutely incredible to have this conversation with you. I mean, you know, so many of us feel an energy, we know an energy, but we don't know what to make of it. That's why we've got Paula Moran joining us here tonight. As I said before, we are taking your calls. You're going to find out how Paula will work with you on air to tap into whatever it is that might be kind of getting you unstuck. Maybe you have a health issue. Maybe there's something going on in your life that you want to change. We've opened up the phone lines, 888-815-9756. Give us a call, 888-815-9756. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with, and Paula will be demonstrating how she taps into that energy. What is it about intuition that we all need right now? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting, where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We are taking your calls. As I said earlier, this is a call-in show. If you've got something going on and you would like to connect with Paula Moran, we are doing that right now. We've actually got Debbie on the line, but let me give you that number. Toll free, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Paula, why don't we go to the phones and take our caller. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. You're calling from Missouri?
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you tonight?
Good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
I'd love to. I'm going to connect you with Paula. What can we do for you tonight? What would you like some help with?
What I would like help with is, in the past I have been told by psychics that I'm very psychic, very intuitive, that I am a healer. I connected somewhat with that and for a while worked with that and felt like it was getting stronger. I now feel like that has totally been blocked, and I'm wondering if your pet can help me reconnect with that and make it stronger, give me some direction and guidance on what to do to make that stronger.
So how do you feel that it's been blocked? Where do you feel that in your body?
In my heart. In the heart chakra.
Okay. So would you entertain the idea of forgiveness? So if you could forgive the, just go into some forgiveness, some compassion and forgiveness. It feels like something has happened in your life, like some confusion. I think there is some, feels like some confusion about your healing work or about what it means to do healing work or something around how to do it. And I don't know how deep you want me to get down, but
it's very accurate. I've actually been diagnosed with a very odd disease called Morgellons, and I'm having difficulty, and my son has this as well, and I'm having difficulty overcoming that because the research is indicating that there is no cure for it. It's very devastating to me financially, devastating to me physically. And yes, that's very accurate. I'm having a hard time acclimating myself and trying to have faith enough to go ahead and do the healing work on myself.
Right. Okay, so what is the manifestation of that disease?
Several manifestations, the most predominant of which are skin lesions, but it also is systemic in that it messes with your, with every system in your body and also with your mind, with your ability to assimilate information, and connect. It's very weird.
Okay. So let's, first of all, I can tell you that it's not, part of the disease is in your soul script, but not so that you get not so that it stops you completely. There's a journey here, and you need to take the journey. I could give you some suggestions about healing your body. I'm a medical intuitive, and I could go in and look at that for you just briefly here. So the situation that you have, that disease that you have in your body right now is a fungus. Or it's between a fungus or a bacteria. So,
yes,
okay, so you need to start getting your pH to a different level in your body because the fungus and the bacteria live at a lower vibration, a more acidic vibration. So you have to look at your alkaline and your acid in your body. You're not drinking enough purified water. You need to drink at least half your body weight in ounces every day, okay? And the other thing is do a candida cleanse. First do a colon cleanse. You know, do clean out your colon. There's a good colon cleanse out by Dr. Schultz, and he has a really good program. It's really easy. Do a colon cleanse, do a liver cleanse, and do a kidney cleanse, and then do a candida cleanse. And that'll help you greatly. Don't buy into the disease that it's not curable. That's just because the medical profession doesn't know, allopathic doesn't know what to do with it. But if you buy into it and say you own it and you buy into it, you'll never get well. So the journey is about you healing. It's like a metamorphosis for you. It's helping you go through a cleanse for your own body, mind, spirit. And when you come out of the other end, probably around this time next year, you're going to do your healing work, but differently, and you're going to know yourself in a different spiritual plane. Does that make sense to you?
Great. That does make sense to me. If I could get verification on your feelings as to whether or not this disease has anything to do with nanotechnology.
What do you mean, nanotechnology?
nanotechnology is something that's relatively new out there. They're using basically the best way I can think to describe it is electric, or there's plastic actually inside my body that mm-hmm. was brought in from this nanotechnology, actually from chemtrails in the air.
Okay, don't buy into that stuff. Don't buy into that. Stay very neutral. Don't listen to a lot of psychic energy, okay? Don't buy into that. It's all fear-based. And go get some colloidal silver and start taking that. You can't take colloidal silver for too long period of time because it can toxify the body. So you can go on it like 10 days, come off of it for a week, go back on it. But colloidal silver will wipe out any fungus or bacteria in the body.
Okay.
But don't buy into any of that psychic stuff because it's scary. And I can feel that it really shakes your central nervous system when you start buying into all of that stuff. It's not good for you. You're at a higher level. So when you start buying into all of that fear-based, it weakens you, and it weakens your immune system. So try to keep your energy at a high vibration. Green magma would be really great for you. Vitamin C would be really great for you. Green magma is like the best food on the planet. It's organic barley juice. It's loaded with enzymes and minerals, and it takes your body to that alkaline. In alkaline, disease cannot grow in alkaline. It can only grow in an acidic environment. So it's a very, very healthy drink to have on a daily basis. And then if you can do a little cleanse, don't do back-to-back cleanses. Do a cleanse, come off of it for 2 weeks so your body could regroup, and then do another cleanse. And you will get stronger in your body, and your healing work will change. Whoever set you up with the idea of doing, she had good intentions, but she didn't tell you the whole story. And you have to do some healing in order to be the healer you want to be. And it'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
You won't be sick by this time next year.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Well, Debbie, I think what's being said is so important, because the message really for all of us is to get back to a basic level of being. You can go online, by the way, and you could look up pH levels, and you'll be able to find out what's going to contribute to increase in the alkalinity in your body. And everything
mm-hmm.
from foods to things that you should drink or you shouldn't drink, and it really is not complicated. So you know what I'm saying? You can start this almost immediately.
I actually have been doing a lot of those things, the colloidal silver, the pH balance, the
mm-hmm.
Any number of herbs, trying to cleanse my body. I've done the liver cleanses. Unfortunately, I the toxins come right back in. I will begin these regimens again and look up Dr. Schultz. Is there something on a more of a spiritual or consciousness mm-hmm. level that I can do that will facilitate the healing as well?
Great question.
Yes, that's a good question. Let me just say, on the emotional body is the pivotal place for the emotion. Everything happens on the emotional body first. There's always an emotional precursor to all disease. So everything happens emotionally first and then gets manifested as a disease in the physical body. A lot of times for us to wake up spiritually. And it is, the emotional body is also the gateway for the spiritual body. So it's a very pivotal place for you to be. What this is telling you is that there has to be a cleanse. There has to be a physical cleanse. Dr. Schultz has got a great program. Easy, and I'm into easy. Easy program. Follow, always start with the colon and work up. Don't do a liver cleanse without cleaning the colon out. So once you've gotten that together, there's also probably a stronger colloidal silver you could take. But spiritually, it is about your beliefs about fear and unworthiness. So it's about cleaning out your spiritual cabinet or emotional cabinet of unworthiness and fear. And I don't know if you believe in past lives, but this is a past life issue that you're coming to heal. So spiritually, there was a past life in which you were crucified, and in that death, you embodied tremendous amount of fear. It probably goes with the situation, but in that moment, that fear was so grand. So in this lifetime, you're coming back to release that grandness of fear, not buy into it in this lifetime, and believe that you're worthy of love. Because when there's love, there's no fear, and when there's fear, there's no love. And it is a really great lesson for you in this lifetime not to buy into the fear and really start saying mantra, start saying a little prayer to yourself. You know, you could say, I believe I'm worthy of love. And really embracing love, self-love, and like I said earlier, there's a forgiveness issue here, forgiving God or forgiving your own journey for putting you into this situation.
Wow. Paula, let me ask you, how can we get a copy of the guided meditation? How can she get a copy of the guided meditation?
Well, I'll send you one if you give us your, stay on the line and give us your phone, your address or phone number, and we'll get it out to you. Or you can go online, other people could go online at paulamoran.com and get the guided meditation.
Why don't you go ahead and do that? Because we want to make sure you have that guided meditation as well. Or once you, we're going to go to break, why don't you give Seth an email address or a phone number that we could get a hold of you and make sure you get that, Debbie. How does that sound?
That would be wonderful. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Let's
take a short break. Great questions, great conversation, very special guest, Paula Moran. And you just heard what Paula is able to do to help us take that next step in moving forward, to get some insight, to get some awakening. PaulaMoran.com is the website. And it's Paula, MURAN.com. Lots of great things there. If you want to speak with us tonight, it's 888-815-9756. If you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Let's take a short break. We've got lots more to talk about right here on the show. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. As we started out the show, introducing you to Paula Moran, you got a sense of the work that she does and, you know, what it is that she's able to see that so many of us can't see. As a medical intuitive, you just got to see how she worked with Debbie. We also have Debbie's information, which we'll pass on. But more importantly, the question then becomes, you know, how do you proclaim the truth of who you are? How do you do that, whether it's some kind of healing journey you might be on, whether it's a financial journey, whether it's a spiritual journey, or actually, I don't know, Paula, isn't it all a spiritual journey, so to speak?
It is. It is all a spiritual journey. And that's the whole thing, you know. There's this movement that's starting to happen about new spirituality that's rising, that we have to heal our separation. For years, you know, people have been saying they're on a spiritual path and then they have their life path. And that is a huge separation in our life. You know, they can only meditate certain times. You know, they go to workshops and now they're nourishing their spirit. But now we have to really nourish our lives and really become spiritually human. And that is grounding that energy, that light into the physical body. Because as times change, and the changes are coming soon, that we need to rely on ourselves. It is our most powerful ally to rely on ourselves without any fear or any doubt. We won't have the ability to go and ask somebody, is this the right road? Is this the right thing for me to do? We have to rely on ourselves. And being more spiritually human is the new wave of the future. As this new spirit awakens, it's like this swelling of energy in our own bodies that is coming to the surface, this inner awareness, and not to choose, because it's all based on choice, not to choose the fear. Instead, choose the love, choose the compassion, choose the allowing. Do not choose the judgment. Choose being neutral, because as I said before, you know, God or that absolute energy is neutral. It's not, it's like a big maybe, and it's not black or it's not white. It is. It is in the isness that we experience spirit. And I've been talking to spirits since I've been a child, so I mean, I know that, you know, people ask me questions, and it's interesting how spirit can respond to it. The answers are very loaded, you know. For instance, somebody asked me once, will my house sell? One of those questions, will my house sell? Or who will buy my house? And spirit said to them, you know, the person who buys it, it's right around the corner. Well, that can mean time-wise, right around the corner. It could be literally right around the corner. And sure enough, it was the person around the block who bought that person's house. So it's really interesting how spirit speaks to us, and it's understanding or allowing that energy to rise from inside of us out. Spirituality isn't a external event. It's an internal event. It's building a relationship with ourselves, which is really lacking in our communities, you know, in our civilization. We don't want to build relationships with ourselves. Everybody else we want to do that with, but we don't do it with ourselves. And that inner self, that true divine self, needs a connection with our outer self or our personality. And that's what I teach, and that's this new level of spirituality that's been given to me to help everybody move more forward in their spiritual expression. You know, healing, there's such a separation, Pat, between fear and love and the male and the female and spirit and matter and a life path and a spiritual path. And it's an interesting, when we take it all apart, to look at it, you know, look at all the separation that we have. And it's bringing that separation together in our heart. And in our heart, we can only experience love, mm-hmm. love and compassion. Fear can't live there. Fear can only live in our second and third centers, which are like the subconscious of the body. And allowing our love of the self to be predominant. And more love we have for our own selves, then we can pass it on to somebody else. But if we keep passing ourselves on to somebody else without loving ourselves, there's nothing left.
Well, actually, we're going into sort of a depletion of, you know, something that we don't have, kind of like where it's like we experience in the financial world here. We actually can do that to ourselves. I'm getting a couple of instant messages from people asking, you know, I have a question. It's not about me, but it is about someone else. And about their health, is that something that we can do on the show with Paula? How do you address that if somebody's got a question about a health issue with someone else? Is that something you might be able to address? Or
yeah, as long as they know the person. Is it family?
Yes,
if it's
family.
A family member.
Yes.
Yeah, I could do it with a family member.
Okay. Well, let me give out the call-in number here. Again, it's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Give us a call. We've got a little bit of time left. You know, before we go to break, would you tell folks about the different ways you help them connect spiritually? I know you've got a trip to Egypt coming up, so could you tell us about that, as well as what you've created in Facebook?
Yes, oh, Facebook, we've just created the first virtual ashram in Facebook, which is really exciting. It's an active spiritual community. It's called the Virtual Ashram of Sanakumara. It's on Facebook. I encourage everybody to join. It's a nice way to interact with people of like mind and get some really nice data and information, meditation, and people post up there all the time. It's really nice. And all you can find me on Facebook, Paula Moran on Facebook. But I'm really, really excited to go back to Egypt in May of 2010. I was there in 2007. It was extraordinary. And this trip is a little different than most of the journeys going to Egypt. We're going to go to the Western Desert, to the oasis in the Western Desert, which is not populated by any tourism, and really feel the true Egypt, which Sanakumara said when we were there in 2007 that the true Egypt, west of the Nile, and still functional. Ancient Egypt is still functional in another dimension. And so we're going to go be in that energy. And after my 2007 trip, the archaeologists were digging in the Western Desert, and they now uncovered all of these tombs and tunnels that go connecting from the Giza plateau to the Western Desert and to the oases. So it's been really, really exciting. You could tell I'm really, really excited about going again. And I don't take large groups. I take about 20 people. I have about 10 or 15 spaces sold, so I don't have too much space left, but I encourage anyone who wants to come to have this experience. We have private time, Great Pyramid, which is extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. It makes the journey well worth it. And then we also go down to Lake Sudan, to the Sudan, Lake Nasser, and the Ramses temples down there, which is also very old and potent with energy. I'm really one for getting in touch with energy. We did so many meditations on walls, hieroglyphics and walls and altars that I found all over Egypt, places that most people weren't even conscious that there was something going on there. We started chanting in one temple. We had private time in the Sekhmet temple in Karnak, and we all went unconscious. Mm-hmm. It was extraordinary. So
well,
I do have a few.
This is
left.
Great. Yeah, this is a great opportunity. And I want to just make sure people go to paulamoran.com to find out more. We have got several callers waiting to connect with you. Let's go to Jackie from Mariposa, California, and then we'll go to Linda from New Jersey. They are just waiting to talk with you. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Paula and April. Thank you for taking my call. I've been to Egypt, and it's magnificent, and I applaud that you're taking groups of people there. I'm experiencing my second Saturn return, and a lot of things seem to be very stable, but some other things are happening. And I wondered if you know anything about Saturn returns.
I'm not an astrologer, but I just had Saturn come over my Virgo rising, and it was just interesting, very interesting. So you have Saturn going into Libra. I'm really not so much an astrologer, but if you ask me a question, I can answer that question.
I think Saturn represents on a solar return that which needs to be restructured and kind of refortified. And I wondered if perhaps you can sense any areas that I need to be, you know, well aware of. Is anything
you're right.
Striking you?
Yes, absolutely. When you ask that question, yes, Saturn is like the grandfather, the old teacher. So it teaches us something. But something about love is coming up for you. So how you work your love, how you work love in a relationship, what you know about love is going to change. Or how you've experienced love is going to change for you. When you were talking and asking that question, the word love just shot out all over you. So I want to say how you experience love or how you have experienced love is going to change.
Yeah, that's been a pursuit of mine for a long time. So,
right. So, it's up for review, and it's. I would say that in the next 6 to 8 months, you're going to experience something totally different, something very positive, and like opening your heart. It feels like you're going to open your heart big time, like through a person. Connecting with another person, but what it's going to teach you is how potent you are in your own heart, which you don't give yourself that much credit in that category.
Well, I try to live by my heart. It's very active, and I love a lot, but I feel it's the great teacher. So having another heart journey is making my heart very happy. So,
right.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're
well,
welcome.
Take care. Thank you for calling in. And I don't know if you know that there is a Saturn-Pluto square occurring right now. I'm not sure
yes,
if you're familiar with that.
Well, Pluto has been on my exact 0 degrees Capricorn for about the past, I don't know, 6 or 8 months. It's been going back and forth.
Right.
Neptune is on my sun, and Uranus has just gone over my Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. So, I mean, I'm crackling.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely
and, you know, it's
crackling.
Really interesting you mentioned that. And did you say someone did your chart? Did somebody do your solar return chart?
No. I know my chart by heart.
Okay.
Because it's just one of my interests.
I'm not an astrologer either, but I want to send you to, or at least let you know about Madeline Gerwick. If you go to askmadeline.com, she has a show on Fridays. You'll be able to find out more about that. You can call into her show as well.
Fantastic.
This is, you know, Uranus has been an interesting an interesting activity for my chart. So there's a lot going on in your chart, and then when you take a look at that with the Saturn-Pluto square, it should be very interesting for you to find out what happened when the square was exact on November 15th. And so this is the beginning of a new cycle. And so this should be really fun for you to find out how it is that you can take this energy and use it to your advantage, because it's powerful energy. And if we look at astrology in terms of what we can learn for the greater good and not get caught up in what some of the, you know, pop culture would want us to believe, it becomes very insightful. But I think Paula said it best. You know best within you how to take that action to create the power of those energies, which will work to your advantage if you let them.
Right. And another thing that I find fascinating about that square is that it's affecting our generation. You know, it's affecting everybody, because the square is happening now. It's
That's
not
right.
just in my chart. It's happening with everyone. And that means, I think, that we are looking at very power transformational energies that are helping us not just in a kind of a illusionary way in any way, but in a very, very concrete way. Like, this is the time to get it done in a concrete way, in your heart, right now, kind of thing.
Right. So, that's exactly what's coming up for you.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. And so I love that.
Thank you. Thank you for calling into the show. Check out Paula's website, and you'll be able to, Paula, let everybody know how they can get the free download from your website.
Well, if you get her email address, we'll send you a free CD. But,
okay, that sounds great. Ask Seth to do that. We're not going to take a break on the Dr. Pat Show. What we're going to do is we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to take the next caller, because I think, Paula, it would be to our advantage, since people are calling in here left and right, that we get some help. Jackie, thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. Let's go to the phones. Linda, are you there?
Good evening.
Hello,
Linda. How are you both tonight?
Excellent. How's New Jersey?
Jersey is getting a little chilly, but it's not bad. It's not bad yet. I can't complain.
Well, let me introduce you to Paula. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I have a question about my mother, and I don't know that you can answer the question about somebody else for me, but my mother's got a lot of health issues, and I just, I'm very concerned about her, and I don't know what to do or where to go or how else to help her. She's had breast cancer. She's had a defibrillator and a pacemaker put in. She's diabetic. Last year she had a lumpectomy, and that's when she had the defibrillator and the pacemaker put in. She's lost a lot of weight, but she's put some of the weight back on now. I'm force feeding her, basically.
What's her name?
Joan.
Is the cancer gone, Linda?
Well, we just went to the cancer doctor, and he said that it looks like it's the markers have gone down, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the total status is at this point.
So what is your question?
Well, I don't even know what the question is. I know that you talked to the woman earlier about, you know, herself and the issues that she had and things that she needed to do for herself. If there was anything that you saw or felt or...
Good, yeah. Because it sounds like Linda's been in the allopathic mode with her mom. And sometimes, you know, we don't always get sort of what's really going on. It sounds like your mother, though, has been through a lot. It's amazing. She must have incredible stamina.
She does. She does. But she's losing that, and she's getting weaker all the time.
Paula, what are you coming up with?
Well, Joan, you just have to allow her to have her journey without making it your journey. Understand that?
Linda, did you understand that?
No.
Okay, so she likes where she's at. I know that's hard to conceptualize,
okay,
but on an energetic level, she enjoys where she's at. I mean, she doesn't enjoy having cancer, or she doesn't enjoy having pain, but where she is with her disease is part of her soul script. And, okay, so she has to have that journey independent for what you want for her.
Okay. So I need to leave her alone.
You need to love her.
Okay.
Unconditionally. No matter what, you're going to be there, you're going to support her, you're going to love her, you're going to be compassionate, you're going to be forgiving, and be with her.
Okay.
Okay. And she, it's very hard for us to sit back and not want to do anything for a parent. But she has her own journey, and this is part of her journey.
And I have to let her do that.
Yes. Well, it would behoove you to let her do it, because then you'll take on her stuff, which you've done in another lifetime, if you believe in past lives. And that's why you're back in the same situation doing it again.
Okay.
So it's not about just sitting back and not doing anything. The love for her is most important. Listen to her.
Okay.
Talk to her and listen to her and be compassionate. And ask her what she wants. And then go and whatever she needs, go get or do for her.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
It's going to be hard, but okay.
Thank you.
Yes, it's not meant to be difficult.
Paula, what did you say?
It's not meant to be difficult.
Why does it feel like that, though?
Mm.
Because you're trying to make her, happy or out of pain or something like that.
Mm.
Okay. And I
don't take it personally.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay. It's not about you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Boy, that was that's a message we could all use. You know, if we responded to everything, Paula, from a place of love, this would be such a different planet. Thank you for joining me here today. Big shout out from Noel from Canada. Hi, Noel. Excuse me, Noel from Canada. Thank you for your email. Loves the show. Resonates. We have really touched some lives tonight, Paula. Thank you so much for joining us. Give out your website one more time.
It's paulamuran.com.
And for more information about us on the Dr. Pat Show, go to thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Make sure you sign up for the Holistic Makeover. Amazing, amazing thing we're doing. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. You're an amazing listening audience, and we love you. Have a great, great, great day. We'll see you next time.
Strange soul.